Gretchen Wilson's debut album, Here for the Party, is the first album by a woman to reach the top of the country music charts in more than 2 years, since more seasoned acts like Shania Twain and the Dixie Chicks. Like the Dixie Chicks, Wilson has attracted a lot of press attention for projecting a rebellious image, but rock critic Ken Tucker says her notoriety is due more to her class-conscious message than world politics.
Women in country music tend to present themselves as hard-scrabble survivors. Think early Dolly Parton and Loretta Lynn. Stalwart stoics from Patsy Cline to Tammy Wynette to the embattled Dixie Chicks. And pert perfectionists like the Canadian contingent that started with Anne Murray and peaked with Shania Twain. Twain, I'm guessing, is the, quote, Barbie doll that Gretchen Wilson is sneering at in the song that leads off her album, Here for the Party. There have been rowdy women in country music before, of course, going at least as far back to Wanda Jackson and Brenda Lee in the 50s and 60s, and Tanya Tucker in the 70s. Wilson's stance is by no means unique. 3 decades ago, Barbara Mandrell scored one of her biggest hits by proclaiming, "I was country when country wasn't cool." But Gretchen Wilson is really pushing the image, as she does on her raucous manifesto, Redneck Woman. Her publicity team plays up Wilson's trailer park roots, the fact that this 31-year-old was a teenage mother and grew up in a small town east of Illinois called Pocahontas, which she immortalizes in a song here. It's become unusual for a country singer, always considered the working class division of music, to actually come from the working class. Interviewers mention with a kind of awe that Wilson was tending bar at the age of 15. It's a measure of how pathetic the Nashville music industry is that no one was interested in Wilson's strong voice and fondness for blending rock and roll with honky-tonk. That is, until Redneck Woman became a novelty hit with legs, which is to say, there was a melody and a vocal performance that backed up its novelty. Now millions of record buyers can notice the way a song she's co-written, Homewrecker, works in the guitar hook from Lynyrd Skynyrd's Sweet Home Alabama as if it was the most natural thing in the world.
Well, you're a real hot cookie with your new hairdo, your high-heel boots and your credit card. Long legs and mini skirt, yeah, you know what works and you work it hard. You smile like such a lady, innocent and sweet. You drive the men folk crazy, but any girl can see you're just a homewrecker.
Gretchen Wilson's album is no out-of-the-box great chunk of country music. Her hard-boiled bragging can become as annoying as it did in male braggarts like Hank Williams Jr. and Waylon Jennings. Another annoying thing is that she aligns herself with a corny-sounding, back-to-the-roots movement called the Music Mafia, a group of Nashville outcasts that includes a duo called Big and Rich. Half of that twosome, John Rich, co-wrote a number of songs on Wilson's album, but Big and Rich's own recent debut has been ridiculously overpraised. Only in a town whose business model is as cautious as Nashville's would the mildly rough stuff of the music mafia be hailed as though it was revolutionary. Nonetheless, Gretchen Wilson regularly tears off some good music here.
When it rains, I pour a couple more rounds till the hurting and the heartache start to drown. I turn out the light, I turn up the white, and I lie.
I could listen to that pretty much all night. Here's hoping that she's more than just a one-album wonder and that she burns her membership card to that music mafia thing. After all, they spell music M-U-Z-I-K, one letter away from Muzak. And that's not country or cool, that's just dumb. And Gretchen Wilson isn't making dumb music.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Here for the Party by Gretchen Wilson. I'm Terry Gross.